The WNBA tipped off this past weekend.
That last bucket by Asia Wilson was her first, and there's her second.
Brianna Stewart has scored the last 7 points. Left 10!
To Griner, will fire a three. You bet! PG! Back in her bag!
Brittany Griner back on the court. Those are clips from NBA TV and ESPN. Let's get some predictions for the season, or at least talk about favorites, and whether they include my hometown Washington Mystics. Ellen Hislop is with us. She's co-founder of the sports media outlet The Gist. Ellen, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
We just heard highlights of some of the big stars, Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury, ex-MVP Brianna Stewart, and Aja Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. How did those teams do this opening weekend?
Yes. So when we are thinking about the Phoenix Mercury, I think the biggest story, of course, was BG finally back at home. And Brittany Griner, for her part, showed up. She was absolutely outstanding and actually over the weekend surpassed Sylvia Fowles, who retired last year for the most blocks in WNBA history. So she absolutely did not miss a beat. When we're looking at the Las Vegas Aces, they absolutely crushed the Storm 105-64 on Saturday. So the reigning champs are looking really, really good. I think one that was a little bit surprising to me was that the New York Liberty actually lost to your Washington Mystics on Friday, but then did come back and beat the Fever on Sunday. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag over this past weekend, which just makes me even more excited for the season to come.
Well, the two favorites of many are, you mentioned, the New York Liberty, and they're kind of loaded up with these newly traded stars, and the Las Vegas Aces. Where are those teams strong and not so strong?
It's hard to think about where they're not so strong, honestly, Scott, because they have such a well-rounded roster. I think the biggest challenge for the New York Liberty this year is just going to be finding that chemistry, because they have so many new people on the team, and trying to figure out who Sabrina Ionescu is going to be passing the ball to and how. They have some new additions in 2018 MVP Brianna Stewart, 2021 MVP Jonquel Jones, who is my all-time favorite player, as well as four-time All-Star Courtney Vandersloot. Because of all of that star power, it's always a little bit touch and go at the beginning of how they're going to work together. I think when you look at the Las Vegas Aces, though, they are so powerful both on offense as well as defense, and I think that's why they are favorites to be back-to-back champions. MVP Candace Parker is actually a two-time MVP, so Vegas having that pickup over the offseason is just incredible, considering they already have Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, et cetera, et cetera. So I still think after this weekend, those two are the biggest ones that we should all be looking out for.
And briefly, let's talk a little bit more about Brittany Griner. We talked on the show yesterday about her emotional return to the court after nearly a year in a Russian prison. How emotional was it for you, for the league, to see her back on the court?
Oh my gosh, for myself personally, and I think that I could also speak to a lot of our Gisters and our Gist community, it was just a full circle moment to have her back. I know that I shed some tears. There was a lot of people in that stadium who were shedding tears. It means the world, I think, to have her back. And I also think what's incredible is that because of what she has done, there's so much more eyes on the WNBA. And that hopefully will just mean that the league's going to keep growing.
That's Ellen Hislop of The Gist, previewing the WNBA season. Ellen, thanks.